On this Monday morning, the day after Congress got the summary of the Mueller report from the Attorney General, the Mueller report was released to the AG on Friday. Joining us right now is our 10th District Congressman Paul Mitchell. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So your thoughts on the conclusion of the Mueller investigation?
Well, I think it's a good thing for the American people to know that after an extensive investigation that included, was over 22 months in duration, 19 attorneys, 40 FBI investigators, 2,800 subpoenas, and 500 interviews, they found that the Trump campaign, neither the Trump campaign nor anyone associated with it, conspired or colluded with the Russian government in the 2016 election. Despite, by the way, multiple attempts by the Russians to reach out to the campaign, which they talk about, to see if they could engage them. They pushed them away. And I think that's that's something I think important to the American people to know, that our elections are something that we hold dear. There have been indictments of some of the Russians for some of the things they did, which it should be, and they're hidden off in Russia. But at least we've made the point that you shouldn't tinker in our elections.
Well, and do you fear, Congressman, I certainly do, that, lost in this political battle of, collusion and whether or not the president or his campaign had anything to do with the tampering, there was, an attempt, and there may have been some meddling, by the Russians. That's concerning, isn't it?
Well, it is concerning. The Russians attempted through social media and a variety of other means by which to influence public opinion, to undermine the American people's trust in the election system, which is so important to our nation. I'd like to say that's the only nation that does that, but that's not true. China, North Korea, and others have been involved in that as well. It's the new way it's evolving, let's put that way, and influence nations is influencing through their social media.
What happens next? The Mueller report, obviously we haven't seen the whole thing yet. Do you think that it will be released, or at least as much as it can be to the public?
Well, I voted for the release of the report as much as can be under law. There's some things they simply can't release. For example, they can't release information if there are other investigations going on, like there's some investigations going on in New York of some folks involved in some things. There's can't release it if information that was obtained through a grand jury if that person's not being indicted. By law, those things can't happen. And there's national intelligence information that we certainly don't want released. But I want it released. I also want the warrants, the background information, where this investigation started, which is the dossier and the FISA warrants, the foreign intelligence warrants that were undertaken to start this investigation. All of those need to be released so the American people can see that, based on flimsy information developed by an opposition campaign and put into the criminal justice system, they obtained warrants to track and trap communication between folks. That is extraordinary. It could happen to any of us if we don't address this issue, and I think we need to revise our system for obtaining those warrants. The whole process needs to be revised to protect confidentiality and privacy.
How much of a distraction has this investigation been to Congress?
I think it's been a distraction for the American people, let's be honest about it. How much have you seen, Paul, in terms of the Russians are coming, the collusions, it's distracting us from doing some important things that we need to address in Congress. We need to address, and the president's talked about, pricing of drugs, pharmaceuticals. We need to address development of generics. We can go through a long list of things that we need to tackle here, that we will spend more time on investigations. Unfortunately, I'd like to say it's over, but you already see comments from a number of the chair people, particularly Nadler and Schiff, that it's only the beginning for them. And it's kind of silly, because the investigation conducted by Mueller was massive. The resources were unlimited. And it's important to note in the summary that Mueller states that in no way were any of the directions the investigation wanted to go, were they limited by the Attorney General of the Department of Justice. They had whatever they needed to conduct the investigation. Well, Congress doesn't have those kind of resources to do that. So I don't know what kind of charade we're going to go through, but we need to move on to things that are important to people. And I think we've kind of spent a lot of time on this, only to see that there's nothing there.
Do you think that Robert Mueller should be called to testify before Congress?
Well, what I think and what will happen, probably the probably more important, what's going to happen, right? I think they're probably going to call Robert Mueller. I think they're going to, they've already stated they're going to subpoena or try to get Attorney General Barr to testify. I think they may be surprised in both instances that both are very obviously intelligent, disciplined folks that will talk about what they can talk about, will share whatever information the basis for the decisions they made. But they don't, they're not going to play politics. And when you start calling people in for hearings in Congress, a big part of that is politics. And right. I don't think that's going to, I think it's going to take a lot of time. It may get some wonderful media time, but it's not going to give us much more information.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens next. Congressman, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a good morning.
All right, you too, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye.